Hello, welcome to Inside Anna's Mind. I hope you're well. I am doing good. I know I haven't been on the podcast in a while. At least it's a while for me, but I don't know. I've just been taking my time for things and I've also had so much going on. I launched my collection with Gymshark yesterday, and in the UK, it sold out so quickly. I think people were saying that. Well, the launch time was 4 p.m. and at 4 p.m. the hoodies were sold out already. Like they were all gone. Even my best friend tried to like buy a hoodie and she couldn't. And she was really sad. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just don't know what happened. And so firstly, if you did contribute to that, or even if you just like supported me like throughout the years, like not even buying anything, but just supporting me. Like you made these opportunities and dreams like become a reality. So thank you so, so much. That was like not a long time coming, but like we'd been working on that for 7 months. Well, we started in summer last year and it was supposed to come out within 3 months and then it kept getting pushed back. It was supposed to be out like September, October 2023. And then it came out like obviously just yesterday, March 2024. But honestly, so grateful, such an incredible experience. And it's kind of given me the confidence to kind of, I don't know, create something of my own and put that out there to the world. I know on my last podcast episode, I was just coming out of this really overwhelmed place. And, you know, I've been doing good since. I think when I say that, you've always got to take that lightly. Every single human in the whole world has their ups and downs. I think if you asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have had way more downs than ups, which is why I would kind of just generalize it and say, yeah, I've not been doing too good. Whereas now I generalize my mood and I go, yeah, I've been doing good, you know. But that doesn't mean that there's not been downs in between. In fact, there has been. I just turn up for myself quicker and I feel better quicker. And so it doesn't last a week. It lasts maybe a day or an evening or a morning or an hour. So yeah, like there's definitely been some good progress. And I think that's come with like being really sharp with my reflecting. You know, when I find myself triggered, anxious, something has caused that. It's not just there for any reason. And to just reflect inwards for a moment and be like, what has been said to me? What have I received? What could potentially have triggered this? And then working from there really does help me. And I've found even recently, like the last week, if something has come up, I like can't suppress anything anymore. I've always been quite like an emotional person anyway, so I'm not like a serial suppressor. Do you know what I mean? I don't walk around emotionless, but when something triggers me, I literally like can't get on with my day. Like I am just in a rut. I'm in a state. I'm dissociated. Like, I'm just out of it. And so I have to turn up for myself. I have to kind of figure out what's going on so that I can move past it. And I had a recurring theme this week and lots of different situations triggered me. And at the time I was just working one by one. And I think yesterday me and my therapist were just having a chat and we were like, there's a theme to all of this. And it's probably why it's just like keep coming up. And it was not like, I felt like I wasn't being treated like an adult or a young lady, whether that was parents, work people, what was the other situation? Oh, like brands or like people like, yeah, people I work with. Like there was elements of like not being treated like an adult and it kept triggering me because I was like, why can I not make my own decisions? I think I do know. I don't know. Like, I think we all know what's best for us, or like, I don't know, we've all got our heads screwed on. And I felt like recently there was a lot of situations where there wasn't much room for me to have a choice. And so where I kind of came to it, and sorry if you're not like clicking onto what I'm saying because I'm not explaining it very well, but I realized that before I agree to something, I really have to tune in with myself and I have to understand what I want to do. And so just to go into like a vague example, my mum basically, like, mum, if you're listening, I love you. But my mum basically said something to me. She had a load of worries about something. She was like, I don't want you to do this, blah, 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 blah. And out of like a stressed place for me, because I was already feeling like I had a lot on my plate recently, I was like, I just don't want any more stress texts from my mum. I don't want her worrying. So I'm going to just do what she says and I'm going to cancel the thing that she didn't want me to do. And so I did that. And I just felt really frustrated afterwards. I didn't feel settled. Yes, I didn't have my mum sending me any more like messages like, oh, I don't feel comfortable you doing this. But I didn't feel calm myself. I felt frustrated. And, you know, there was an element of people pleasing like that. Like I was just doing what someone else wanted. I was adapting and I was just trying to make someone else happy rather than understand what I actually wanted. And to be fair, I don't even know why I'm hiding what it is. I can just tell you guys, it's literally quite simple. I'm going to LA. Well, I'm going to the US in 2 days and me and my boyfriend, we're going to like rent a car and drive. And then she basically just didn't want, like, she thought I was driving and she just didn't feel like comfortable with that. She was just like, I've not slept because I think like something bad's going to happen and all of these things. So I just in the moment was like, okay, fine, I'll just cancel the car. We'll get the bus and we'll get Ubers around everywhere. Anyways, that's when I realized that, oh, actually that's kind of frustrated me. Anyways, long story short, I just took a moment for myself and I was like, you know what? Let me ask my boyfriend, see what he fancies doing. I haven't even like talked to him about it. And he was like, yeah, I'd actually quite like to drive. And I was like, well then, like, we want to drive. We are adults. We can do that. His parents are like chill. Like the only one that's kind of like really stressed about it is my mum. And bless her, like she has her reasons for it. So I completely understand that. And I have all like empathy for that. However, this was a moment where it was really important for me to make that decision. And so I did, and I felt better, like, all of a sudden. And then I did call my mum because she was, like, texting me. And I was like, oh, by the way, like, I've thought about, you know, what you said about the cars. And I know I said I've cancelled it, but I've decided that I do want to drive. And so we're going to do that. And then she was just like, okay. And then I just explained that. Anyways, went into details, but I think what I'm trying to explain is, without needing all the details of everything, to be empowered in your decision and communicate with others is a really, really good thing for yourself. I think if you're constantly adapting to other people or trying to please others, you might find yourself in a not great place. So yeah, it was really empowering. I had another thing where I'm really giving you guys it all this week. I got a message from someone in my work circle. And when I mean that, I mean someone who has my work number that I've previously done something of the influencer industry things with. That's as much information I'm going to give you. And I woke up on Tuesday morning with a text. And the first line said, I'll be honest, Anna, I'm really disappointed and let down by you. And then he went on to explain. And then he like tried to round it off nicely, which, you know, was nice. But to have my phone contact number and think it's okay to send someone a message like that, the first line saying, I am disappointed in you, that hit me. And for the next 2 days, I firstly didn't know how to reply. Then I tried to ignore it. For the next 2 days, I was in and out of a bad mood and I couldn't put my finger on it. Well, I knew what it was, but like, I didn't know what to do with it. Anyways, had therapy. We talked through that. And like, my therapist, Mama Bear, came out and she was like, no one's allowed to speak to you that way. And just to have that, like my therapist is like one of my biggest role models. I think her mindsets around everything are just phenomenal. And just to hear her be like, people are not allowed to speak to you like that. And the person's actually a father. And so she was like, I don't want to think if he's ever said that to his daughter or will say that, because he said it to me. And I don't know. I was just, I was shocked and I was really hurt by it. And it was funny that, well, not funny, but those 2 days that I was experiencing that, I had a reoccurring thing of almost letting down people and somewhat being a disappointment. And it was because I was literally told that. It went in, struck my inner child, hit that core wound, and then my inner child was playing up for the next couple of days. So yeah, my therapist then talked to me about like, okay, right, let's create a message to reply back to. And I did that. And you know what? It was really, really empowering to actually stand on my own 2 feet. And as a woman in business, I don't know, like a young woman, to be able to send a message back and be like, look, I appreciate there was a miscommunication about something. And guys, if you knew what it was, you'd literally be like, bruh. Anyways, there was a bit of miscommunication of what was expected of something. But I said, you know, I appreciate that. However, I will not allow someone to speak to me like this. You know, you are part of my work circle and I just won't allow it. And I said it in better words. But yeah, I said that. And it just felt so good because if we don't protect ourselves, who will? If we don't hold our boundaries up, who will? And we've got to do that. And I'm definitely learning that recently. And then again, there was another situation with a brand and I held up a boundary of not being available on a day. And they basically like just sent back something and being a bit like, oh, but this, this, and this, and this. And then I had to say it again and be like, no, like I can't do it on that day. And in the end, everything worked out fine. And I think we have this fear that if we have a boundary or if we say like, oh, we can't do something and say it twice, that like something really awful will happen. And there's two cases. Sometimes people in our life or companies or I don't know, whatever, you'll put a boundary in and they just won't be able to accept it. Like they will just see you as a bad person. They'll create such a fuss and potentially walk away or you have to walk away. Fair enough. But it just shows that they're not supposed to be in your life right now. But then most of the time, you hold up a boundary and people are like, oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. And they might push it a few times or not quite understand it fully, but in the end they will. And then they'll respect it. There was also another situation yesterday when, you know, I had just launched my Gymshark collection and I was already like tired and like place was a mess and I was alone and like there's so much hype and then it's like, okay, but like I am alone. Like the celebrations, like where are they? Do you know what I mean? Like you have to celebrate for yourself. And so I was like, ordering a few bits for Deliveroo and got myself some chocolate and whatever. Anyways, I was FaceTiming with a friend and we were having a good little convo. It was really good. And then suddenly, like, he starts going down a conversation of, and this is literally like one of my pals, but starts going down a conversation where there's just like a lot of like negative gossip that like I just don't care about. Now, I care about him and I care about my friends and if they're not okay and or if they are okay and tell me how you're doing, but I don't really want to hear about the ins and outs of every little thing to do with the situation that has nothing to do with you. Now hear me out, because you might be like, we all have different opinions. I think there's a time and place for everything. You know, when I have a guy friend that opens up to me and a girlfriend that opens up to me, I'm going to be there and I want to listen. But there are other times where I know what's right for me. And with this evening, you know, I'm trying to have a positive evening. And I'm now on a FaceTime call where there's just ranty gossip. Like I basically asked, how are you? And then I was just given like a load of other stuff. And at the beginning, I just tried to like let them speak. And I just started like washing up or I don't know. Like I was like, right, I'll just like do something else. And then I realized that, you know, this isn't actually making me too comfortable right now in terms of it's not the energy that I want to be in. And it actually just felt really good to just communicate that. I was like, oh, I'm going to go now. And they're like, oh, is everything okay? I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, I just feel right now, like, obviously this is quite a special evening for me. And, you know, I'm all here for like being there for you, but you're not really telling me how you're doing. You're telling me like just some gossip basically, and other people's business. And I just don't want to hear that right now. But like, it's lovely talking to you, and I'm here if you actually need something, or like if you want to talk to me about how you're doing. But like right now, this is like not what I like need. And it was actually really good. And I think, yeah, I wanted to share that just in case you ever feel like sometimes it's hard to navigate in what situations to show your boundaries. But I think at the end of the day, you know yourself best. And if you're uncomfortable, that's a good enough reason to have a boundary. I also want to talk about something else that has helped me like the last few weeks and whatever. And I've become like a lot more organized with my lists, my organization, my to-do lists. And I really enjoy using Google Tasks because I work on Google Calendar. So I have events, appointments, like things that have a time on there. And then you can have Google Tasks where it's like another app, but it like links it on the same thing. And it's just been really good to have like lots of different lists for different things. So when something comes into my head, I don't stress that I'm going to forget it. And I just put it up on there, which has really, really helped me. And yeah, I think another thing I've been doing is like becoming a lot more in tune with my cycle, my menstrual cycle. And it's really interesting knowing how to work in different phases of your cycle. And follicular, so that's like just as you come off your period, and it lasts like, I think 7 days a week, maybe like 4 days. I have no idea. Anyways, no, it is like a week. And they say like in that time, it's really good to do like planning and like sorting out everything. And I did that last week and it felt so good. Like everything was kind of in place. And then this last week was kind of like, what's it called? Ovulation phase. There we go. It's all about action and doing and getting things done. And I have done that this week. Like if there's one thing I've been doing is getting things done. And then in your luteal phase, you kind of go into kind of doing the more admin to do things. And so it's been really interesting, like planning, you know, not just working on a daily to-do list, but I've had a few like admin things that come up. And normally I would expect myself to get it done within like the next few days, like of when I write it down. And what's interesting is I've gone, okay, you know what? It's not completely urgent. I'm actually going to book that in for next week when I'm in a different phase and it's a lot more of a just admin stuff. Like when you know, when you just got something a bit tedious and it's just like finance stuff or I don't know, bills or just things you have to get done, not too much creativity. And so I've kind of just like pushed it back and be like, you know what, I'm going to do that next week, but right now I'm going to focus on these things. So I'm becoming a lot better at like prioritizing things. And so it's made me feel less overwhelmed because I don't have 50 things on my to-do list. I've got like 10 things for next week and 10 things now and whatever. And I spoke about it on my last podcast episode that my the finance lady in my team, she gave me a really good piece of advice. And that is to kind of prioritize three things that like you really need to get done on that day. And once you've done it, allow yourself to rest afterwards. Don't always expect like go, go, go. I'm actually just looking over to my little whiteboard and it had a mind map of like my goals and stuff from summer. And I only just wiped off the other day. And then yesterday, I was about to write on some new goals or like things that are coming up and like, I don't know, like some goal stuff about it. And then within two goals in, I kind of rubbed it off and I was just like, it's not really like my vibe right now. Like I don't really want to add pressure. And so I wrote down like these, I say quotes, like they're just kind of like affirmations or something. They just came to me. I literally just wrote them down. I think there's about seven or something. But I want to read them out to you because I think these are representing what I'm currently working on or have learned and like are implementing. So the first one is just a bit of like a gratitude one. And it's, I appreciate all opportunities that have come my way. The next one is, I have boundaries and communicate them clearly. I look after my mental health first. And I think what I mean by that is whether it's a decision or how I speak to myself or what I decide to do in my day, you know, how is my mental health doing? How is Anna actually feeling and how can we support her? You know, I'm not going to be mean to myself anymore. I'm not going to force myself to do things. Now, sometimes we naturally do that. But what I think is important is catching yourself when you do realize and then coming back to compassion. The next one was, I'm sure I've heard of it before, but when I was at my run club this weekend, which by the way, if you guys didn't know, I have a run club called Anna on the Run. And as part of my Anna on the Run UK and Ireland tour that I had just finished, they kind of, well, I say they, Gymshark wanted to add a finale. And then alongside that is also my launch party for my collection. So it was a pretty big event. Anyways, 2,000 people turned up to Battersea Park in London and we all ran 5K and it was honestly insane, like so crazy. And I remember there was a mum that came up to me and oh my God, she was just like, thank you so much. Like you've helped my daughter with this and that. You know, she's like struggling with anorexia and she said, you know, it's just what you say. My body is an instrument, not an ornament. And I was like, wow, that just wraps everything up so nicely. My body is an instrument, not an ornament. What we can do with it is what matters, or, you know, the joy we can bring or what we can feel, or, you know, it's not something to look at. It's not something to just stand, be still and be perfect. So I just really like that. My next one is a go-to one that I say to myself and to others as well, you know, when sometimes I feel like people want more from me, I tell them and myself, I'm trying my absolute best and my best is good enough. Is that not just wonderful? Like, it wraps it all up. It literally tells someone, look, I am trying my absolute best. And then also saying from yourself, and my best is good enough. Because a lot of the times we don't think we're good enough. And so that is just a really important quote of mine that I love. The next one is, I create space for myself so I can breathe and not feel overwhelmed. Another thing that I've probably explained already, but, you know, this month really understanding, okay, if you don't slow down, you have to stop. And the reason why you're stopping is because you feel so overwhelmed, so anxious, you're in a rut. And so I need to actively make space for myself, whether that's not filling up my calendar or cancelling a plan or understanding if I have the energy to do something, giving myself rest days, taking time off away from my phone, keeping myself organized so that I'm not feeling stressed. Like I'd rather put energy into preventing the overwhelm than not and falling down a little path of really like struggling. And I think it's very natural to do that, like just go down a little rabbit hole when you go through a really, really busy period, because, you know, on a normal day-to-day month or week, or I don't know, you might be all good. But when things get a lot busier, if you don't have your little toolbox and you're not there, like making sure everything's all good, like working in the systems, then you'll just collapse and break. I think also when you're aware that you've got busyness coming up, like a busy month or something like that, let's say you're going through exams, it's right, you know, we're doubling down on the self-care at the moment, especially as women. You know, I've recently become a lot more aware of like just how different female and males are, and also the balance of feminine and masculine energy. We both have it. It's not really gender specific. A guy has both feminine and masculine energies, and a woman has that too. The idea of masculine energy, it's very go, 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 lead, action, all of that stuff. So that's like getting your to-do list done, doing a workout, being productive, all of these things. And feminine energy is a lot more relaxed, and it's being rather than having to do. It's tapping into your creative energy. It's slowing down to recharge yourself. And I think way too many females live in their masculine energy too much. And I used to be like that. Oh my gosh. Like, I just used to be like productive, work out, do things, go to bed. Like, I'd literally be like a mini man, whereas we're not like that. And I watched this really important video the other day, and it was like, when you allow yourself to rest, and this is for like male and female, like just take, you know, no gender, all gender, whatever. Like, when you take time to recharge yourself, you can come back faster. And yeah, I saw this video and it said men are like Land Rovers. They can just keep going, keep going, keep going. And women are like Ferraris. They need servicing, like more servicing than a Land Rover. You know, they'll be bloody fast, but they'll also slow down. They'll have more breakdowns, and they just need more upkeep. And I was like, I really like that analogy. You know, we're Ferraris. Like, we have so much power to do so many amazing things, but if we expect ourselves to go all the time, we won't be able to reach our full potential. And so that's something I've really been focusing on, you know, doubling down on the rest days and the relaxation and the time off so that I can come back and do things in a more like positive headspace, but also more energy. And then the last one I wrote, well, actually there's one and a half. The last one I wrote was, I let go of worries that do not serve me. I think as I've been going through this therapy journey and understanding triggers, dealing with them, figuring them out, and then moving forward, I've also learned how to know when a worry is just a worry and it's not necessarily a trigger. It's not necessarily something we need to think too much about and actually put it to the side. It doesn't matter. And I think you'll be able to feel when something is a worry and something isn't as you kind of go along your personal journey, because I found that the ones that keep coming up to bite you are the things that you kind of do want to like heal and work through. But let's say it's just a little thing, I just have to sometimes say to myself, like, this does not serve me to worry about it. I'm going to put it to the side. And then obviously if it keeps coming up, I'll show a bit more attention. But, you know, and I'm talking about thinking about what people thought of you, overthinking in that way, what you look like, worrying if someone doesn't like you or not, like all of those kind of like little things of, I know I hear sometimes online people like really, really overthink like every conversation they've had, or they'll go to a party and the next day they'll just be like, oh my God, like this, that, and the other, like let go of it. It's not worth it. You know, if after my 2000 person event on Sunday, if I sat there and tried to think about like every conversation, or, you know, what do people think? What about that? Like, I would drive myself into a hole. And I remember there was like a moment where my head did go into like, oh, what about this? And that was when I caught myself and I go, no, let go of worries that do not serve you. Like, it doesn't matter. And being there for yourself and telling yourself that, I think is really, really important. One thing I've also really understood lately is my mind, and I've always known that it works in a, you know, a special way. There's a lot going on in it. And what I've really understood now is that it is my biggest strength, but also my biggest weakness. My mind works at some incredible rates, but if I don't nurture and look after it and abandon myself, it will become my biggest weakness. I can reach rock bottom. I can spiral like nothing else. I can have anxious thoughts going on and on and on. ADHD can be out of somewhere else. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything's just gone. If I tune into it, and not like if, like I haven't done it before, I think it's the times where I'm actually most successful in like my life and stuff is when I do switch on this brain that actually helps me, is, you know, nurturing the brain and giving it room to have its ideas and organizing it and, I don't know, protecting yourself so that your brain can become your biggest strength. You know, if your brain works 1,000 miles per hour in one way, it's going to work in the other way. So if you find yourself with like all these anxious thoughts or all of these thoughts all at once, there's probably so much potential for you to use it in a different way. Like sometimes when I'm in like a work grind hour or even longer, but like, let's say just take an hour, I am doing so many different things at once, yet my brain can handle it. And I'll be doing this, that, the other, getting through things, thinking about new things, light bulb things, like light bulb ideas that, you know, have worked out in the future. All of these things, like if I nurture my brain and look after it, I can become a superwoman. And if I don't, I can become, like there's been times where I've been really badly depressed and anxious and overwhelmed. And so I just want to make you understand that, I don't know, it can go both ways. And we all have potential to be that superwoman, like in our lives, or Superman, or, you know, we all have superpowers and they're all different. You know, one might be like lightning speed, and, you know, one might be like crazy intuition, and one might be like crazy confident. I don't know, like just so many, you will know you better than me, if that makes sense. Well, you will know yourself better than I know you. But we have all got our strengths and they're different to other people. And I don't know, I think it's time that we all tap into those a little bit more and understand that our body, mind and soul are here for us and they're not against us, but we sometimes have a problem connecting to them to allow them to bloom, if that makes sense. Anyways, I know this was a shorter episode. I want to record another one so that we have another one next week, because I'm in LA, so I'm going to be super busy. Well, busy relaxing, but also marathon running. Anyways, I'm just sending so much love. Like, I really hope that you guys can, you know, just do a little bit of something towards yourself. I think I've shared quite a few things today that I wouldn't say are big ideas, but like just a little bit deeper. And so even if you're able to set like one boundary with someone, or communicate that, or listen to your intuition a bit more, realize what you want, and then communicate, set a boundary, all of that stuff. And yeah, I'm just so proud of you guys. I'm sending so much love. I would genuinely love to know whether you found this episode like interesting. I know there was a lot of positive feedback on the previous one, you know, overcoming overwhelm. And it just really helps, like, I don't know, it gives me confidence that what I'm talking makes like makes sense and helps. Because I do just get in a little zone, and then sometimes I don't quite believe in myself. But maybe that's another thing this year, which I just have to fully trust that something that comes out of my mouth is, I don't know, like, is good enough. I guess sometimes, yeah, it's that feeling of what if no one else understands or finds it helpful. But that's my stuff to deal with. Anyways, yeah, please let me know. I have an Instagram called Inside Anna's Mind, and you can just like DM in there, and I would just love to take a little read. So yeah, I'm sending so much love. I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday.